Hi, welcome to another inspirational message by Pastor Alex Pappas, Senior Pastor at Oceans Unite Christian Center.
I shared with you, you can take your seats, thank you. I shared with you this morning why it's powerful. And I shared with you a story in the Bible. I'm going to share it with you again because some of you were not here this morning. And let me say this before I say this. Listen, it's not about a political position. I mean, Jack Nicklaus could be the president. I don't care. But when the person who has the highest seat in the nation makes a decision to turn to God, to answer our prayers, to call the church, to begin to pray, let me tell you something that's powerful. That is powerful. And in the Bible, there's the story of Jehoshaphat. Sorry if you've heard it this morning, and some of you heard it in the e-course too. You have three times in one weekend. You're blessed. Amen. Jehoshaphat is the king. And the children of Israel are under major attack. They've got to face armies that are massive. Giants. Abnormal men in these armies. We're not going to get into that. And so the Bible says that Jehoshaphat feared. Jehoshaphat was the king. He was the leader. He held the highest seat in the nation. And when he feared, his response to the fear was so powerful. Because the Bible says that he set his face, or set his heart, I can't remember, but he set his heart to seek the Lord. And he declares prayer and fasting with the nation of Israel. And so the nation of Israel begins to cry out to God with prayer and fasting, beginning to seek the Lord that he would deliver them out of the hands of the enemy. And while they're busy doing this, one of the young men gets up and he begins to give the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord was this, that the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. And that the battle will, and that the Lord will protect you and he'll get you through it. And immediately the children of Israel begin to celebrate that they have a word from God. And they begin to pray and they begin to worship and they begin to praise God for this word that they've received. It's amazing because they haven't had the victory yet. But because the nation got a word from God, they grabbed a hold of that word. I want to tell you this evening. I want to tell you this evening that God has given us many words, many promises that if we make a decision to seek His face, to humble ourselves and turn from our wicked ways, that He will hear from heaven and He will answer our prayers. I want you to understand how powerful it is. And as the church, this is what we do. We take the Word of God as it stands in the Old Testament, a type and shadow of what God is doing even now. And where the leader of a nation begins to cry out and says, listen, we tried everything. We can't do this in the natural. We have to cry out to God. He's the one who needs to answer our prayers. And let me tell you right now that there are churches all across the United States of America right now. And even this morning, especially this morning, you could just feel it in the atmosphere when we were praying. That there are churches when we began to pray. Listen, that's what unity is in the church. That's when the church decides to stand together. And our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this age. When we begin to cry out to God and we know where our help comes from, and we begin to cry out to Him and we repent and we cry out for the sins of our nation, He will hear from heaven, the Bible says, and He will heal our land. You watch. Watch what God will do in this nation, in our nation. Oh, well, you know, Pastor Alex. Oh, shut up, man. Shut up, you devil. Shut up, man. I'm not calling you a devil. Listen, Jesus called Simon the devil. He was talking to the spiritual force that was operating behind him. So I'm not calling, I would never call you the devil. Amen. It's so powerful. So what I want us to do before we get into Psalm 91 is let's all stand and let's pray for our nation one more time. Let's all stand together this evening. Those of you watching online, I'd like you to join in with us this evening as we stand with our president. We stand with the church in this nation in the mighty name of Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God. Father, as we cry out to you tonight in this place as one body, as one voice, as the church, Father, we stand in agreement with every prayer that has come before you today and will come forward even in this day and the days that lie ahead. For I know there will be thousands of intercessors that will pray concerning this epidemic. But in the mighty name of Jesus, this is a small thing for you, Lord. And so we stand together tonight in unity. Father, we do. We cry out to you. We humble ourselves, for we know that what is impossible with man is not impossible with God. And so, Father, in your hands, this thing can be destroyed. And so we cry out to you tonight, Lord. First and foremost, tonight, Father, we cry out for the sins of this nation. We repent on behalf of this nation for immorality, all kinds of sexual sin, the way we have lost our way concerning the things of God. And Father, I thank you right now that in the highest seat of our nation, we may have a president that's not perfect. But Lord, there are signs, there are things that are taking place, like this declaration. And so we stand in agreement with our president tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we cry out for this nation. We cry out even for the nations of this world, for Italy and China, and for all the other nations where this epidemic has grown strong. Father, we ask for deliverance. We ask for healing. We ask for salvation. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus against this coronavirus, and we strike it down right now with the weapons of our warfare that are mighty in God, and we pull down every force of darkness. And Father, we ask that you would strike it now, that you would break its power. Father, let us stand amazed, and as we see your hand begin to work in our nation, we will give you all the glory, we will give you all the honor, and we will give you all the praise. Father, we also want to stand behind our leadership in this nation right now. We pray for our doctors. We pray for those men and women that are standing and working hours and hours countlessly to figure out what to do. Father, empower them. Strengthen them, Father. Let them stand as one. We pray for our president right now. In the name of Jesus, your word says that we must. So we will. In Jesus' name, Father, have your way. But we ask that you would hear from heaven and answer our prayer and heal this nation in Jesus' mighty name. Let's give the Lord a clap and a shout. Come on. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. You can take your seats. If you were here this morning, you'll understand why we do this. We cannot rely on the arm of the flesh. We cannot rely on what our minds tell us. Oh, our minds tell us it's impossible. But with God, nothing is impossible. Because even though this disease is natural, it can be dealt with in the realm of the Spirit. Is that okay? All right. All right, let's go to Psalm 91. Most scholars will tell you they believe this is a psalm of Moses, but honestly, we don't know for sure. So it's an unclaimed psalm. Let's just say this. It's a psalm from the Most High God. And it is powerful, church. And if you grasp it, if you claim it, if you take it for yourself, it has the potential, if you catch it and understand what it means, it is so powerful. Because no matter what virus, devil, attack comes against you, you will know that God has you in the palm of His hand. And that He's covering you and He's protecting you. But there are some things, some keys that we need to grasp that are extremely important when it comes to the psalm. So let's go right into it. It starts, "He who dwells..." And we'll stop right there. That means that there is somebody, he who dwells in the secret place. The secret place also stands for the hiding place. There's a person, there are people on this earth right now, believers. And if you're one of those believers and you are in the secret place, you are someone who is hidden by God. This is powerful. You are in the hiding place, the secret place of God. He who dwells, he who lives, he who remains, he who stays in the secret place, the hiding place of God, the Most High. The word Most High there is the word Elyon, Most High God. That's what it stands for. Think about it just like this. I mean, already now we could just go home. You must understand that in that culture, in that time, and I've taught you this, even with the church in Ephesus, we understand the way the world looked at that time. Go back a few hundred years to the time of around Moses, let's say. There were many gods. But they want you to know that this promise is for those who dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. Not any other God. You can't put your trust, you can't put your faith, you can't rely on anything else to separate you, to protect you, to hide you, to cover you, to walk with you in this life and the next. It's only the Most High, the God Most High, El Elyon. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The word shadow there actually means protection. In other words, if you are someone who dwells, who is hidden in God, if you are in Christ in this New Testament time, if you are in Christ, you need to know that you abide under the shadow. You abide under His protection. The word shadow in the Hebrew also means protection. So you need to know that if you're walking with Him, if you're seeking Him, if you're going after Him, if you're in Him in your life, if you choose Him, if you trust in Him, if you do these things, what will happen is you will abide under the shadow, under His protection. And it's of the Almighty. And He says it again there. That's just the word Shaddai. It also, you could say Al Shaddai, I suppose. But really, it's not there in the Hebrew. It's just Shaddai, which is Almighty. So we know that if we dwell in the secret place, if we dwell in the hiding place of the Most High God, He will shadow us. He will protect us. Isn't that awesome? You need to be someone that has relationship with God. This is important, church. We have to be serious about our walk with God. Is that okay? And if we're abiding in Him, there's a protection, there's a shelter that comes that is unimaginable. And you'll see as we break this down this evening how nothing can touch you. Watch this. But you must understand, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So it must become a revelation to you. Is that okay? I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge. In other words, He is my shelter and my fortress. The word fortress there is He's my stronghold. My God in whom I will trust. In other words, I dwell in Him. I dwell in the hiding place of God. He hides me. He's protecting me. He keeps me. He protects me. He's my shelter. He's my stronghold. He's my fortress. In other words, it's like a fortress. He protects me. He surrounds me. My God in whom I trust. In other words, He's the only one that I trust. He is the God of all gods. He is Almighty God. I place no one else above Him. I place no one else before Him. He's the only one I put my trust in. Are you with me? Surely He shall deliver you from the snare. The snare is like a trapping net of the fowler, a bird catcher. And from the perilous pestilence, sting, thorn, destruction. Watch this, a plague. He will protect you even from death. In other words, the Bible says that surely if you dwell in Him, if you trust in Him, if you have relationship with Him, surely He will deliver you from the trap that the enemy will try and bring in front of you to cause you to step into a plague, to cause you to step into death, to cause you to be destroyed. He will protect you. Are you with me? I think it's awesome. He shall cover you. In other words, he will protect you, cover you and protect you again. A lot of these Hebrew words are the same. With his feathers, he's trying to give you a picture again and overemphasize the fact that what he will actually do is he will completely cover you. He will completely protect you. Under his wings, you shall take refuge. In other words, again, like when if you see like an eagle with its chicks, you'll see that he covers the chicks with his wings and completely surrounds and protects him. That's the picture that God wants you to have. If you're hidden in him, have you ever seen sometimes when you see an eagle or something sitting on their chicks, you can't even see them because they're completely covered. They're completely sheltered by the feathers, protected by the mother. Are you with me? That's how God will protect you. He will protect you. Under his wings, you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield. His faithfulness, truth also means faithfulness in the Hebrew, shall be your shield and your buckler. In other words, it will be like a breastplate. It will be like a wall. His faithfulness, his truth will be before you like a shield, like a wall, like a breastplate. It will protect you. It will cover you from everything that the enemy desires to bring against you. Isn't that awesome? You shall not be afraid of the terror by night. In other words, you don't need to be afraid of anything in the night watches. You don't need to be afraid of what goes bump in the night. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrows that fly by day. It doesn't matter. You see, to me, when I read that particular part there, it's to me just describes the enemy. Now, you must understand, in that time, you know, really this psalm is very much a natural speaking psalm to them because they didn't really, that's just the way it worked back then. They didn't understand Satan and all that stuff in the days of Moses. Okay? That's another teaching for another day. But when you read it, you can see who is it that comes and brings terror at night? And whose fiery darts get shot at you in the day? It's the enemy. The enemy is the one who wants to attack you. The enemy is the one who wants to bring fear in your life. The enemy is the one that wants to stop what God has planned for your life. It's the enemy. It's like all over it. Are you with me? Okay. Nor the pestilence. And the word pestilence there means sting, destruction, again, a plague or death. That walks in darkness. Nor the destruction, an epidemic, a disaster, the name of a demon. That's what it means in the Hebrew. Destruction. Did you hear that? Okay, I think that's interesting. That lays waste. In other words, brings devastation at noonday. You must understand that every force that comes against you, God wants you to know that he's protecting you. If you abide in him, if you're following him, if you're seeking him, if you're saved and your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life and you are in Christ, you are protected at noonday. You are protected in the terrors at night. You are protected from the arrows that come from the enemy. You're protected from the snare that the enemy puts out to try and trap you. He will protect you. Amen. A thousand may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. I heard Dr. Brown actually spoke a little bit about this psalm as well this week. And it was interesting because he said that we should be cautious not to brag because of the privilege that we have. So we don't say this in a braggadocious way, you know, I'm saved, so God protects me, you know. Yes, we are privileged. But if anything, you want someone, you want to lead them to have the same privilege instead of shunning them. Are you with me? So we don't use it in a braggadocious way. We just, hey man, you know, I'm just so thankful. You know, that I know that I'm, you know, I'm protected. And when someone is near you and they're like all fearful, you says, hey, you know, I really just trust God, you know. Well, how do you trust God? Well, you know what his word says. There are promises in his word that if I abide in the secret place of the Most High God, that he will protect me, that he will hide me, that he will keep me and shelter me under his wings. I don't have to worry about the flies and the dragons and the arrows and the whatever. I don't have to worry about that stuff. I don't have to worry about the plague. I don't need to worry about that because God's got his hand on me. That doesn't mean I'm going to be stupid and go and do foolish stuff and go and put myself in a compromising situation. God gives you a brain as well. So we use it, right? We use wisdom. We plan. You know, I told you I went to Sam's on Friday. I went to Sam's. Why? Because I'm not scared of the virus. I don't want them to shut everything down and I can't buy food. It's a no-brainer for me. Are you with me? I have family in Italy. I've been speaking to them. They cannot leave their homes. So I know what's going on. But our president called a national day of prayer. And I know what that means. I understand what that means. And you, I don't like Trump. Well, I don't care if you don't like Trump. Doesn't matter. He did something really good. So we stand behind it. We claim it because there's an authority on him as the man that holds the highest seat of this nation. He's the one who humbled himself and said, listen, we've got all these great ideas and all these awesome doctors, but church, please begin to pray. There's something powerful about that. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, I don't believe it's going to get like that here. Amen. But I'm still going to plan. I'm still going to be cautious. I'm still going to use wisdom. I've got my bottle of... there it is right there. Amen. Because I want to be sensitive to you. When we prayed for the baptism of the Holy Spirit on Saturday, I hand sanitized before I laid hands on everyone. This morning, we baptized 19 people. I think it was 19 people. After every baptism, I've sanitized my hands. Amen? Because we want to be sensitive to people. We want to use wisdom. At the church, we've got sanitizer all over the place. But that's not where I put my trust. I put my trust in God. Because I know that I'm his child. I know he has his hand on my life. I know he's protecting my family. And I don't say that boastfully. I say that with such thanksgiving in my heart. I'm so grateful to him that he loves us, that he's given his son as a ransom for our sins, for our iniquities, for our transgressions, so that we can have life and life more abundant. Are you with me? You know, Pastor Alex, you just don't have faith. No, I have a lot of faith. You know. Now, I'm not saying if you didn't go and buy stuff. I didn't buy a lot. I just bought like 2 cases of water and tuna. And I couldn't find any toilet paper. Okay. But I'm so fully in faith that we're going to see this thing turn around. Because we as a nation, as a church, has put our trust in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And when we do that, he hears our prayers. He hears our cry. We are putting our faith in him. And he responds to that. Remember what I said to you? If you were at the e-course on the weekend, I said, you know, sometimes we see things out of order. What I mean by that is, in salvation, we always believe that you must first give your life to Jesus before you'll see any form of salvation. Now, everyone's looking at me like I'm crazy. The word saved in the Greek is the word sozo. The word sozo means also healed. It also means to be delivered. So it's a powerful word. In fact, if we look at the root meaning between both the Greek and the Hebrew, it actually really, the word that comes up that would kind of match is the word restore. So that's what the Lord does. We see people getting touched before they even get saved. At the Gate Beautiful, he got healed. He didn't confess the Lord Jesus Christ. He didn't do anything. He just got healed. But he responded. We also see, well, you know, Pastor Alex, he was a Jewish, so he was under covenant child. I understand that. But in the New Testament, you have to be born again. And Peter and John go to the Gate Beautiful, and they, you know, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you in the name of Jesus Christ. Get up and walk. He didn't give his life to Jesus yet. Are you with me? So we can't, you know, yes, of course, salvation is where we start. That's our step to eternal life. That's the beginning of it. But don't think for one second that you can prescribe to God what he cannot do. God will heal a total heathen if he wants to, you know. But what we want is, I mean, I've seen so many times where someone gets prayed for and all they need to do is just respond. You know, well, you know, I'll let you pray for me. It's a response. In other words, I'm kind of like believing that maybe this Jesus can actually do something for me. Are you with me? And then they get saved. And that's our goal, right? We want to get them all saved. Okay, I don't know why I told you that. Let's carry on. Where's the verse? Okay, verse number 8. Sorry, I don't know where I am. All right. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. You see, that is kind of like a condition. He does all of this because you have made him your refuge and your Most High. You've made him your dwelling place. Do you see that? So that's why you have to put your trust in him. You have to believe in him. You have to abide in him. And that's when you'll see his hand upon your life. Verse number 10, no evil disaster shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. This verse has been on my lips this whole week. I've been going before God saying, Father, I thank you that no disaster shall befall me, that no plague shall come near my dwelling. I've been praying it. I put it on Facebook. I've been speaking about it on the radio. I've spoken it everywhere. No plague shall come near my dwelling. Can you say amen? I dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. That's what I choose to put my trust. That's who I choose to have faith in. And so I do that, and I know that if I do that, I've met the conditions. I've met the conditions, not because of who I am, but it's by grace. It's because of what Jesus did on the cross. So I am paid for. So I can claim this promise as my very own. And I can declare that no plague shall come near my dwelling. Can you say amen? For he shall give his angels charge over you. Oh, I love this. To keep you in all your ways. In their hand, they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. You shall trample underfoot. I love that because it's a picture. It's a picture of how you can stand up against the enemy. And this is the best part. At this point, he's busy speaking. He's declaring the promises that he has. And suddenly God begins to speak. Because he, small letter, has set his love upon me, capitalized God. Because he has set his love upon me. Therefore, I will deliver him. I will set him on high. Because he has known my name, he shall call upon me. I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. And deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Can you say amen? and show him my salvation. In other words, he will protect you. He will bring you. He will keep you. He will cover you. He will hide you. The Bible says, if you look at all of this, it says he will deliver us. He will set us on high. He will answer us. He will be with us in trouble. He will deliver us and honor us. He will give us long life. He will show us his salvation. And all we have to do is set our love upon him. Trust in him. Believe in him. Believe in what he declares in his word to be truth. Don't worry about what's going on, guys. Don't panic. Be at peace. Know that he is God. Where does your strength come from? It comes from above. It comes from the Father of lights. He's the one who will protect you. He's the one who will cover you. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be afraid of anything. He will deliver you. Can you say amen? Do you see how packed with promises of protection and shelter and deliverance from everything you can possibly imagine that the enemy could throw against you is loaded in the psalm? All you have to do is believe. Claim it for yourself. Take it for yourself. Because it's his word. And how many of you believe his word is truth? How many of you take this psalm for yourself? There are certain things that you will never be able to theologize. It's a big word, I know. You will not be able to theologize the things of the Spirit. Because they are not carnally known. They are only known by spirit. So you only understand them in the spirit, with your spirit. Are you with me, guys? So as you begin to see God, that's why it's very important that you build up your spirit, man. That's why it's very important that you have an intimate relationship with God. And the more you begin to seek spiritual things, the more you will begin to understand spiritual things. This verse, this scripture is so incredibly powerful. But you'll only get it if you catch it spiritually. In other words, it's a real promise. It's really what he says in his word. All I have to do is abide in him. All I have to do is seek after him, set my love on him, put my trust in him. It kind of lines up with what I shared with you this morning. Are you with me? I can't think about things in a carnal, natural way. I have to put my things on the thoughts, on the things from above, heavenly things. To the natural man, they'll read that and go, I'm still afraid. But to the spiritual man, you'll know him. You'll begin to understand. And you'll begin to know that those words, they protect you. They cover you. They're yours. Are you with me? So take them for yourself this evening. Speak it over your family. Speak it over your children. Speak it over your business. Speak it over your employees. Speak it over your loved ones. Speak it over our community. Let's pray. Well, you know, they're not safe. Doesn't matter. They know me. They know you. Amen. Because of us, they will be safe. Amen. Can you say amen? We will pray for their protection as well. I'll never forget. I remember seeing a story, one of those movies of Jesus. One of the old movies. It wasn't a Jesus movie. It was actually the Exodus from Egypt. I don't remember which one it was. And I remember in the film, you know, they had to put the blood on the doorposts and the lintels of the doors. And the one guy, the father who's his fiance or something, and he was upset because the father didn't want to put the blood on the doors. So when everyone went to sleep, he quickly ran outside and he put blood on the doorposts. We should also cover our neighbors like that. Amen. Now listen, we can't, you know, God's the only one who does that, but we can also just stand in agreement for protection for them. Listen, when we planted this church here in Vero Beach, it has been our desire to see our city saved. to see our city encounter God. We want our whole nation protected, but we are also here. So let's pray for our city as well. Is that okay? Now, let's do something. Let's all stand together this evening. And we're going to make a declaration. And once we've made the declaration, I'm going to pray the part where God speaks. Don't get offended, because this is literally what He does in the Bible. I'm going to pray it over you. As His word, I will declare His word, His promise over your life. Is that okay? So I'm going to read and you repeat after me. Lift your hands, close your eyes, do whatever you want to do. But be ready to claim this promise for yourself. Say, I dwell in the secret place of the Most High. I shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I trust. Surely He will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover me with His feathers, and under His wings I shall take refuge. His truth shall be my shield and buckler. I shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrows that fly by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at my left side, and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come near me. Only with my eyes shall I look and see the reward of the wicked, because I have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, my dwelling place. No evil shall befall me, nor shall any plague come near my dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over me, to keep me in all my ways. In their hands they shall bear me up, lest I dash my foot against the stone. I shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. I shall trample underfoot. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Just receive it now. Just receive it now. Father, we give You thanks. And according to Your word, Father, the word of the Lord is this: because You have set Your love upon me, therefore I will deliver you. I will set you on high, because you have known my name. You shall call upon me, and I will answer you. I will be with you in trouble, and I will deliver you and honor you. With long life, I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. Let's give the Lord a clap and a shout in this place. Hallelujah! 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 Oh, we give You praise, Lord. We give You praise. We give You worship. We give You honor. Just stay in this posture just for a minute. It's just Your word, Lord. It's Your word that You gave us. It's like bread, and we will eat it, and it will change us. It will transform us. It will protect us. Your word is like a hammer. It's like a fire. Shut up in my bones. It will go forth and it will perform that it has been sent out to do. So we honor You tonight in this place. We are Your people. called by your name that desire to do your will. I pray, Father, that every word in this psalm will be our portion. In our lives, our families, our neighbors, our community, Father. There is not one case in this community yet that we're aware of. Father, we pray that you would keep it that way. Give our leaders wisdom, Father. Give us wisdom, Lord, in everything we do, in every decision we make, Father. We love you and honor you and praise you. We thank you tonight because you are our God. You are awesome, Father. There is none like you. I thank you for every precious person that came out, everyone watching on the internet. We pray for you as well. Include you in everything we've done here this evening. It's your portion as well. And so I pray that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the love of the Father, and the fellowship with the Spirit be with every one of you as you leave this place tonight. Go in the peace of God, and the joy of the Lord will be your strength. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And so it is, Father, that we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching. For more teaching like this and other material, please visit our website at www.oceansunite.com.